Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show for you today. We have quite a few guests here with today, and one of the things that I find so interesting is how diverse they are. But as always, I'm sure by the end of the show, we'll find so much in common that we'll be old friends, ready to go out for happy hour, ready to take that trip together. We tend to just be a part of the community once we come on the show at the Roundtable Talk Show. Now, I am going to go ahead and introduce my first guest, but before I do that, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to go ahead and share this show. But don't just share this show. I want you to be an evangelist. I want you to be an active part of bringing together the community. So if you have a roommate, a neighbor, your parents, your children, whoever's around, or maybe go next door, go across the street, but whoever's around, I want you to wake them up and let them know the Roundtable Talk Show is live, because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're sharing the show, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my first guest, and I want to speak to Mr. Gary Barnes, and he's going to give us some information on how we can be better business people. He is a breakthrough business master coach. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
You know, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I'm honored. Obviously, I am the odd man out today, but it's no different than my office where they're all therapists and I'm the only coach. So it's my honor.
I love the show. And one of the things I always talk about is that I can always get the women to be on the show. They have no problem. They want to come and talk and join the community. It's like the men are like, we're talking. I don't want to talk. And so it's very rare. Sometimes I get four or five men, but usually it's that one guy on the show with the ladies, but I'm sure that's okay with you, Gary.
Absolutely.
Now tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, Gary.
Yeah, you know, I have a varied background. I started out in college, psychology and theology. So I really argued with myself from a very early age, but then went into business. I was a square peg in a round hole because I asked way too many questions. Spent 9 years in real estate and then built one of the very first, it was before the industry even started, financial planning firms. Ran it for 30 years, built it to the top 3% in production as a solo producer. And about 15 years ago, the industry changed and I wasn't able to support my clients the way I thought they were really needing to be. And I was looking for the change. And people kept asking me how I built my businesses to such a high level so quickly. And so I started, you know, doing the proverbial buy me a hamburger and I'll tell you, and it just evolved from there. And along the way, I also, in 1988, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And was told that I would be dead or in a wheelchair within 10 years. And obviously I'm ornery because I'm in bonus time by 22 years. And it's, so I've built my practice. I've been a speaker my entire life. And I just enjoy hearing people's stories, the connection, the ability to find what their passion is, what it is that is stopping them from connecting with that. And then building a roadmap, a blueprint for them to be able to achieve the life that they are, you know, designing for themselves and their families.
Do you ever feel that you start to see patterns between what typically stops people from being all that they can be? You're already shaking your head. Like, what are the patterns that you see?
There is a major one. I have clients in 7 different countries and throughout the U.S., and inevitably, what is really the most common is the belief that people do not deserve anything that is outside of what they already have. And, you know, there is, I watch, you know, some of the reality shows like Undercover Boss. And it really hurts me when I see the boss, when at the end of the show, they give the rewards in the additional help to those really special employees. And inevitably, each of them say this, things like this do not happen to people like me. And I'm just going, wow. I mean, that's a devastating underlying belief that's been implanted. That's the thing that is really important, is implanted so it can change. And so, yeah, I think the not deserving, you know, concept is really major.
I think it is. Well, that's one of the common themes that we talk about on the show, the whole imposter syndrome. You know, we feel like we're not good enough, that who am I to give advice? Who am I to be a consultant? Who am I to be a coach? Who am I to tell anyone anything? Or who am I to just be a success in my own industry? Because we feel like it shouldn't be me. So what are some of the ways that you found to address that and to feel like we should be wherever it is that we are doing what we're doing?
You know, that's a great question, because it's really small adjustments. Jim Rohn had always said small hinges swings big doors. And most people think there's major changes that we have to do to get major results. And it's really what I have found, it's those little adjustments. And the first thing is, you know, I call it stepping into your celebrity.
And the definition I like that.
Of celebrity is how am I different from, not better than. So the competition is not competition, but collaboration. How, you know, you look, John Maxwell says, if the piece of the pie is not big enough, make a bigger pie. And so, unfortunately, the concept of manifestation and abundance, I think, has been diluted to where all we have to do is think good thoughts. And it really isn't, you know, it's a combination. And that's why I wrote my last book, my ninth one that came out, was The Power of Get Statements, is rebooting the brain for success. How do we program our reticular cells, the filter, to allow us to receive the information that will give us the opportunities for us to choose to actually, you know, access what it is that we want? And the other thing that is occurring to me is something that's unique. It's amazing to me when I work with a person and they say, you know, I can't or whatever. And I say, you know what? I just want to give you permission to step into your light. And I don't think they need my permission, but they've been programmed from early on. You know, we're in school. We have to raise our hand to speak, raise our hand to go to the bathroom, raise. We've had permission from some external. And it's really starting to get into those little wins, those little, you know, celebrations that, building on that, then we can start incorporating the what I call the little genius. There's that little person that's running your subconscious that made rules of survival early on. And it's that integration with the adult that allows that person then to take those baby steps in order to, you know, we have to, you know, crawl before we walk and walk before we run. And it's a journey. And looking at whatever it is that we have in our past is made us who we are today, and honor that. And then, but that doesn't determine where we're going to be 4, 5, 10 years from now.
I think that's wonderful. And I'm so glad we started off the show today speaking with you, because you just hit us. Like, everything was so powerful so far. So we haven't even gotten to the general conversation. So I think that was amazing. Now, I am going to come back to you, but I want to go over and introduce our next guest, April Griffith. And she is a part of Kingdom Power Live Living. And she's also an inspirational, motivational speaker. And when you were speaking, Gary, I just saw her head bobbing. She was feeling it. I could just tell she was feeling it. I was like, let me go over to April. We're going to introduce her. Good morning, April. But what did you feel? Because I just saw out of everybody, you were like feeling it.
I was like, this is like absolutely it, because I do a lot of mindset work with my clients as well, especially when we're trying to lose weight and get to our healthiest whole selves. And I'm just like, that shift that we need up here, one, to believe that we can do it, to leave that old person behind, to leave those past failures behind, to leave all of those things behind. I'm like, Yes, I get it. I was feeling him. He said a couple things that I've heard before that are like confirmations. And I'm like, this is it. If we just, again, reset and renew our minds, then we are on our way, because a lot of times we hold ourselves back.
Mm-hmm. I definitely. And I know when you start talking about fitness and weight loss, we definitely hold ourselves back. I always talk about just the beginning of the show for me, because I was in the March 3rd primary election for Long Beach City Council. And after that campaign finished, I said, okay, what do I want to do? And I said, I want to do a talk show, the roundtable talk show. So I told myself, I said, Sharifa, if you are going to do this show, you have to be in shape. You have to be ready mentally, physically, everything. So I did, between March 3rd and March 30th, when I launched the show, I did a 7-day juice cleanse. I started drinking plenty of water. I started walking. I changed my diet. But then COVID hit and I was in line at McDonald's ordering mocha frappes. And I'm like, and I knew it was a mental thing. It wasn't anything else aside. It couldn't be, you know, but I needed something to make me feel better in that. It's a global pandemic. Do you see things like that often?
Yes. And I mean, you hit a lot of things like right on the head. I mean, I have clients that look for their goals. And I mean, we talk a lot about our whys. And I actually, since we're talking about shameless plugs, I'm dropping a book in the fall. And so it's in the editing stage right now, but it's called Soaring in Your Faith and Your Fitness, Inviting God in on the Journey. And I mean, you hit a couple things. One, like having some goals and understanding your whys, like why you're doing what you were doing. You knew that you had to show up for that particular reason. And so it's really having your whys and keeping those whys before you. So, right, you kind of lost sight of them when the pandemic hit. You're like, oh man, like, you know, what happened? But it's like, when we reset and we remember like why we're doing what we're doing and we shift our mindset, like this is a lifestyle now. I have to show up for my clients. I have to show up for my family. I have to show up for me. And I mean, for me, as being a woman of faith, I mean, we're accountable to this from the word of God, because he says to honor him in our bodies, right? So you're absolutely right. Keeping those whys, what we're doing, why we're doing it before us. And that keeps us to our goal. Again, no matter if we slip, no matter if we stand in the line at McDonald's, we have to reset and realize, wait a minute, what am I doing? I've accomplished some pandemic pounds, but that's okay. We can reset. We can reset. And so I tell my clients that all the time. They're crushing it in so many different areas, but they don't think about this particular area in the same way.
I love it. So much wonderful information. Thank you for the comments, for everyone who's tuning in. Veronica, who says, yes, small adjustments in our daily routines will create large results in the future. And then we have Shalon Lee, who was hitting us with the hashtag. She says, hashtag little adjustments, hashtag step into my celebrity. So we are definitely enjoying the show. I want to go ahead and I'm going to come back to you, but I want to go over to our next guest, to Miss Jody Vetterell, and she is a Black Card Books. We were talking about inspiration. We were talking about motivating others. And with working with Jody V, authors can learn more about how to be successful. Good morning, Jody V. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited by everybody that's on here and writing notes it's a wonderful group of diversity here. So I'm up here in Canada. I'm the token Canadian. Gary, you're the token guy here on the thing. I'm the token Canadian, I'm sure. I basically was working corporate, you know, like probably many of us here, working corporate for a long time, and realized through my why and some of my, you know, the pressures that were coming down on me, having a baby in my mid-40s, trying to juggle it all. And I really started with like a financial, I call it the financial reality check. Mm-hmm. And I was determined to leave my job and not make a horizontal move into another job. I was ready to go from employee to entrepreneur. And it really came down to this financial reality check. Mm-hmm. And then through that, I was able to restructure and find financial independence, utilizing some money that I didn't realize I had access to that was hidden, I guess you could say, in things like, you know, home equity and stuff like that, or stuff with financial planners that was underperforming. And so I found my financial independence, and I wrote a book. I'll do my plug. I wrote a book called Beyond the Banks. This was published by Black Card Books. And from there, I did some coaching and built an online video course that is for both Canada, US, and I really help you know, people get their financial wellness in place so that they can go on and do other things.
I think that's wonderful. A lot of information. I want to go back because I was completely intrigued by the whole Beyond the Banks, especially now in this time. That's one of the number one questions that business owners and entrepreneurs ask. They ask about funding. How do I get funding? You know, people have been going out for EIDL and COVID funding, but not all businesses qualify, and they're unable to get them from the bank. So they want to know what are other options available to them.
There's so many different things out there. There's a million different ways to make money and to fund. And I think coming in, stepping out of, you know, Gary, you talked about the preconditioning, right? That we all have. We're preconditioned all the time. Every time we step into the bank to go and do banking, there is conditioning happening to us to think that that's the only way to invest and to do things. And there's a whole nother world. There's, you know, obviously there's a million different ways to earn money in real estate. And sometimes we realize that we have access to money ourselves just through our own financials. You know, again, like we may see stuff that's underperforming in some areas, you know, or it could be locked up in equity. And then there's this whole thing about other people's money. And when you you know, say for example with real estate, it's very common for people who are doing, you know, rehabbing houses, rehabilitating houses, renovations, you know, you see those shows. If you find good people, network out into your local you know, real estate meetup groups, there's always somebody who is, you know, doing projects and needs other people's money because they're growing and they're scaling. And so those are great opportunities to work with them. And basically what I teach is how to, you know, get your mindset, get yourself set up, get that foundation, but also, you know, doing the due diligence, what to look for, making sure you're asking the right questions so you can really flesh out the deals that aren't going to serve you and get involved with people that are. And then additionally, you know, I just on a side note, from my publisher, Jerry Robert, he has this marketing strategy called book sponsorship. And mm-hmm. So as a result of taking on that model, I was able to raise over six figures in funding my book. And so I've created a workshop called Beyond the Book, and it's all about how you can find and align with the right business partners where your readers, your clients are going to benefit from with really positive leads, with really good quality leads for them in their business, and be collaborating with you in a very unique marketing strategy. And the more platforms that you have, like, you know, you've got your podcast and you've got, you know, the book, you maybe have a course, whatever sort of program you have, there's opportunities, there's value in there for them to get those touch points. And so that was another way to really fund and grow my business, because wow, when you get into it, you know, it's like writing the book is the easy part. Coming up with the money to publish, to market, to do the PR, to get all of the platforms, you know, to host your course, your website, your web designer. I mean, on and on, the expenses go on and on. So you want to be able to fund it. So it's a great way to build an extra stream of income. I'm all about multiple streams of income. So, because again, you know, we go through life very conditioned to, we go through school, we get a job, we work, we wait for our pension, we invest, we try to pay down our house in that 30-year period. And then if one of those things goes away, what are you going to do, right?
We are just stuck. There's nothing that we can do. We kind of like, oh my God, we're just screwed. So we have to figure out other ways. So you're giving us a lot of information. We definitely want to come back to you and get more tips and strategies. But one of the things that I'm seeing is that mindset is a big theme for everyone on the show. That we're all focused on mindset, because you have to think about who you are as well as the opportunities that you want to present. And that's what you help people with is, okay, you publish the book, but let's get the book out there. I think that's wonderful. And so that was Jody V. And the reason we have a Jody V is because we have a Jody C today. I want to go ahead and introduce Ms. Jody Costello. And I'm pretty sure she's going to talk to us about mindset as well, because your mindset has to be a certain way to prevent yourself from fraud. Yes. So we're going to talk a little bit about fraud, home renovation planning, which Jody V touched a little bit on in homes, but also contractor fraud expert. I've never had a contractor fraud expert on the show. This is going to be interesting. Good morning, Jody C. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. It's so funny because I'm listening to all this mindset stuff. And just as an aside, in my personal business, that is my 2020 thing, is mindset. We all need to kind of flip that and level up. So I'm just so delighted to hear all this. But with respect to what I do, about 20 years ago, I launched my website, contractorsfromhell.com, as a result of a horrible remodeling nightmare that I experienced, where I found myself literally in the fight of my life to seek justice. It was a 3-year long battle. This is litigation that's filing complaints with the contractors board. It's getting beaten up by the opposition. It's me fighting back. It's like, it was very frustrating, stressful, and expensive. Mm-hmm. And so, going back to the website, with that website, I was just committed to raising awareness about the realities and risks in renovating and hiring contractors. Mm-hmm. So the good news is, after 3 years, I won my case, where people said,
congratulations,
you'll never get money from the guy. Well, guess what? I got money. And my complaint against the contractors state licensing board here in California, they were telling me I didn't have a case. Well, guess what? I had a big case and I won that. And the guy got his license revoked. I was just shocked at the lack of oversight with contractors, throughout the state, and their ability to get away with a lot of scams. And it goes untold and unseen, because homeowners get frustrated because they don't know who to turn to. And when they file their complaints with the contractors board, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy. Mm-hmm. Now, that experience led me to begin working with the enforcement chief for the contractor state licensing board, because I became very vocal. The media picked up on the name. They love the name. And the contractors board fell into disarray. And the Los Angeles Times got a hold of that. They blew it up. And they were firing people left and right. And they got a hold of me. And so I was, voicing my opinion. And it's like there's that thing that they say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. So yeah. The contractor state license board reached out to me, specifically the enforcement chief, and he said, I want to work with you to see how we can do better. And so that began a 17-year working relationship that, I have to tell you, was really beneficial to not only them, but to myself and to the consumers that I was helping, because I do get the walking wounded to my website. I just come up for those keywords, And so I, over the first 10 years, I did a lot of counseling with people with respect to how they can get themselves out of their messes. Mm-hmm. As well as hook them up with certain things, that resources and people that can help them. And so that just kind of continued. And I was very vocal. I went to board meetings. I expressed my opinion and dissatisfaction and things that needed to change. And then somebody from the Center for Public Interest Law, who monitors like the medical board, the contractors board, said, well, I would love to meet you and let's work together, because I'm monitoring the CSLB, and I want to talk to you about what you see as right and wrong. So I worked with her for a few years, and I had the opportunity to testify before the state Senate legislation that would benefit consumers, which was fantastic. And the other part that started happening is, you have to understand, what I went through was so devastating that when people would email me, it's kind of like I would be thrown right back into my pain. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so bad for these people. So that gave rise to my creating the Home Remodeling Bootcamp for Women, which is where I teach homeowners how to avoid remodeling disasters, bad contractors, how to confidently navigate the contracting process so that they experience a drama-free remodel. And I focus on women. Men take my course, by the way, but I focus on women because I want to encourage women to get involved in this, because it is, construction can be intimidating. I mean, to guys too, who know nothing, but it can be intimidating to women. And I don't want that to happen, because when you feel intimidated or forced to choose somebody because, you know, you're just going to go a wing and a prayer, and I'm just going to hope and pray everything goes well, and you choose to trust them, that's when people get into trouble. So that's why I have just made it my mission through this course and through all the work that I've been doing, is to, again, raise that awareness about the risks in renovating, hiring, and working with contractors. So, and this isn't rocket science. You know, my course is very, it's very specific. It's all the things that people don't know that gets them into trouble, and which is what I did.
And that's, I think we're going to have to give you a whole new name, you know, because you got that Erin Brockovich energy going on. I'm like, I'm looking at the hair and everything. I'm like, that's Erin Brockovich going out making changes for the world. I think it's wonderful. I love the idea of your workshop. I'm having a 2-day Power by Purpose Empowerment Teleconference, October 9th and October 10th. And I would love for you to bring your workshop. Any other guests who's interested in having a workshop or speaking at the event, please send me an email and let me know. But one of the people who you are definitely going to see, this lady is amazing. I had the honor and the privilege of being a guest on her show, and it was one of my favorite experiences. And one of the reasons it was is because it felt like a chat. It felt like a conversation. By the end, I was like, oh, we did an interview where we just sat and chat in her office, which I just loved. I want to introduce you to Viviana Puello, who you will see at the Power by Purpose 2-day Empowerment Teleconference, but she is also the CEO and editor-in-chief of Artur International. Good morning, Viviana. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. I'm super excited to be here and listening to all these incredible and brilliant minds. Speaking of mindset, I'm all about it. So I'm really inspired with the conversation right now.
Yeah, I'm inspired to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your magazine.
So this is our magazine, and it is actually a multimedia platform dedicated to exposing, empowering, and bringing international exposure to creative minds and artists. So basically, we have the magazine, we have a digital magazine as well. We have a TV show where you're going to be featured next week. And we host international events. So we do international exhibitions and events for artists. For example, we bring artists from Europe to the US, from the US to Italy, where, you know, we have our other home, and so forth. Everything that I do revolves around inspiring, empowering, and helping artists with their mindset. Mm-hmm. And creative minds and artists in particular are not only very humble, but very insecure. So you can see, and you can go back in history, even the most incredible masters were not sure that what they were doing was great. So mm-hmm. that's where I come into play, because in order for us to get them exposure and for them to enjoy that exposure, we have to make sure that they're ready for that. So all our services are tailored to empower them. For example, one of our incredible products that we have is a media kit, and I call it the never ending media kit, because it's, you know, you just keep adding information to it because of the exposure you're going to get with it. And what we do is I interview the artists, I sit down with them or a creative entrepreneur and research in their minds, in their heart, what's your message, what's this, everything. Then I come back to my team. We have a team of video producers, graphic designers, web designers, and we create the whole package. We create their web page. We create their media kit. We write articles about them. And then we feature them, of course, in our platforms, but we also find other media outlets to expose them. And what I always find is that when I come back to them, because we do this through meetings and coaching. So when I have all the articles ready, I write their bio, I write their message. So I will ask you, tell me about you, and I'll go into your childhood and I will write your story. And when I go back and they read this, usually they're like, oh, wow, that's me. They cannot believe that's them. So that's, for me, it's so important. And that's why everything revolves around that, because it started with myself. So that's how I started my journey. I started as an independent artist and I was very insecure. I had a very difficult childhood, and art and inspiration changed my life entirely, empowered me. And through a lot of heartbreak and heartaches of being an independent artist with all the struggles, I decided, I kind of want to create something that empowers the artist and not that burns them out. And that's how we started with Vivid Arts Network, which is the organization where we organize events and get them traveling from countries and cities. And then we started Art2 International. And now we have, I have to say, we started from zero. We have a network back then of about 1,500 artists. And we were able to expand that platform to 2.1 million readers.
Oh, wow.
10 million viewers on our TV show, and we are in 205 countries. And that is thanks to the artists that we are helping. So it's a family, it's a give back,
I love it. I think that's amazing. What you're doing is amazing. That's why I'm so excited that you're going to speak for us and speak with us. I was so kind of intrigued because you seem to have a gift of sharing someone's abilities and sharing someone's spirits. And you said you interview with them. I know it may be a 30 minutes or an hour, but if you can take, I would really appreciate this. I just want to get a taste. Can you do a minor interview for April and kind of talk to her and see what you can pull from her? Because we didn't get a chance to talk about how unique she is. I just want to see you work your magic.
All righty. Okay, April, tell me about yourself and what started you. How do you start doing what you're doing?
Okay, so let's see, how far back do we go here? Well, as I think someone mentioned, I spent a lot of years in corporate America in higher education, and I transitioned to being a full-time entrepreneur just recently. But I got into the health and wellness field because really I looked around, and again, me being a believer, I saw a lot of people in the church that were unhealthy. And I saw again what the Bible talked about us and how we focus on different scriptures in different areas, on our finances or our children or whatever, but not really in this particular area. And so that kind of sparked a passion in me. But when I look back, if we talk about just kind of when I was growing up as a child, I did have some things that I needed to shift my mindset on, because at the age of 10, a little boy that I liked called me big. And for like so much of my life, it held me back thinking that I was fat, right? I'd never told anybody, I never shared this with anybody, but I always had this thing kind of in the back of my mind. And it held me back in a lot of different areas. And so couple that with knowing what I had gone through and seeing like others around me, it really sparked something in me to really change what I had been seeing. Is in addition to, in a lot of Black and brown communities, there's a lot of disparity, food deserts, and all of these things. And so that's what really kind of got the passion sparked in me and kind of what started me on this, health and wellness journey.
That's amazing. So were you always, how were you as a child? Was that some insecurity you had before this incident?
So not Really? Well, my family, they gave me a nickname that I didn't particularly like, and I think I probably had a little bit of insecurity around that. But I did notice that, you know, certain things I didn't want to, you know, try. I was comfortable with being comfortable growing up, you know, as a kid. I just kind of like sailed along. Like in school, I got, you know, decent grades, but I didn't really, you know, try to be, I wasn't the overachiever, right? I mean, I knew that I was, you know, smart in certain areas, but I'm like, if I try really hard and then if I fail, then that's going to be a lot more difficult than if I really don't try that much and I can just coast. And then if something happens, I can say, okay, you know, I didn't really try that hard. So I will say that there definitely were some insecurities, but a lot of it I realized at an adult age that it was because of a fear of failure. So wow. I did deal with like a lot of my life, a lot of insecurities. I was okay with being the co-captain, but I didn't want to really try out to be the captain. I was okay with being, you know, the honor roll student, but I wasn't trying to be, you know, the valedictorian, which that did happen in grad school, but that's a different story, right? Story. We're talking about, you know, shameless plugs, right? But again, and that was really, again, after receiving Christ and really getting my identity in him, and really shifting my mindset to see like what my identity was. You know,
that was wonderful. You pulled out a lot of information, Viviana. I wouldn't be all of that. I just try to change it up sometimes. I'm like, you do interviews, you want a story, let's make a story right here. What were your thoughts, Viviana? What did you think?
It's incredible because I've been brainstorming on this insecurity actually the whole week, and how a lot of us know society is set in a way that we are taught since we are children, depending where we are born, what social class we come from, what we're going to do. We are programmed to what you're going to do when you're an adult. And the thing that we have to break is that one. We have to teach our children, it doesn't matter where you come from. We might be broke right now, but you are going to be successful. So the mindset is not just the mindset of the adult and coaching the adult. We need to start with our youth because our communities need to stand up, you know? We need a lot more President Obamas. We have to, you know, we need that. We have a community that needs that encouragement. And and what I see with April is that, yeah, she had that insecurity. I had the same. I was never told you could be an entrepreneur. I was never told you can start your own business. I was told, you know, to go to school. Yes, my grandparents who raised me, they told me, go to school, make sure you graduate because you need a good job so you can support yourself. And that was the end of it. And, you know, if you're lucky, you can probably get promotions. Yeah. You can probably do that. And what's happening right now with COVID is teaching us that nothing is secure, and that we have a job, we are secure, but it's not, you know, there to take the step and create your business. Do it, because you have the gift, you can do it.
You can do it.
Is doing it, like we are all doing it. I know we were not taught that way, but we need to start thinking that way, and we need to repeat this story to our children and to our youth. You can do it. We're not limited for where we came from. We're not limited for the experiences we had. One of my past experiences, I can tell you, I was homeless on the street for 2 weeks. It's too long to tell you a story, but it doesn't define me. You know, it doesn't define anyone. We can do it. We just have to get up and make that happen. It.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I love it. We can do it. We have Shalon in the chat saying, so true. Change our generational mindset. That can be a pitfall. Hashtag mindset shift. Thank you, Shalon, for tuning in. Thank you, Jade Elizabeth, for saying such a great group this morning. I love it. Paul Foss, my co-host from my Wednesday show, Wednesdays at 10 a.m., face-to-face talk show with Sharifa Hardy and Paul Foss. He's always supporting me in my endeavors. I want to thank everyone who's watching and tuning in. Gary, amazing group of women, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I tell you, I'm always inspired because it's about the collaboration, not only in different beliefs, but in the genders and really the strengths. You know, it's humbling and inspiring and a privilege to be here. And yes, you ladies are wonderful.
Thank you. Jody B, how you doing over there? What you feeling? Is the spirit moving?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And I'm a bit of a mindset junkie as well. And so it's great to, you know, hear all these different takes and different angles. And, you know, everybody comes from such different experiences and stuff that we've learned, the generational, you know, learning and how we can shift and recognize it, right? First, we have to bring awareness around it, recognize it, and then shift it.
Mm-hmm. What I always notice is that whenever someone tells me a story about how they got from one point to another, going from employee to entrepreneur, going from illness to health, going from homeless to now I have a mansion, whatever the process is, whatever the two poles are of where they gone, I always see that there's a moment, a story where they met someone, read a book. Like there's usually some point in time where their mindset shifts. Can you look at your life? We're still on Jody V and determine like, okay, I was here, but then this happened. And then now I'm here. Cause even Gary talked about it was his illness that because of that, he had this great mindset shift.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it was definitely, you know, coming back to work, after having a baby, and just, in my mid 40s as well. I literally turned 44 like 6 days after he was born.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, after the Canadian mat leave, I'm sorry. I am a Canadian saying I'm sorry. You know, it's
we accept your apology because we get 2 days.
yeah, we get the year, and so it's hard for me to be complaining about it. You know, when not that I'm complaining about the mat leave, but coming back after a year, which you Americans, you guys gotta take care of your moms. You have to change this.
Yes.
It's so important so that you can have that connection and that time with your child. Anyways, when I came back, I was just sort of, you know, just really treading water, scrambling. I was not recovered from, you know, the birth, the C-section, the, you know, the fitness, the energy, all of that kind of stuff. And when I did that financial reality check, I was pressured by my boss. I wasn't in alignment with my boss. There was tension. There was stuff going on there. There was a pivotal moment. And it was really like when I got the numbers down, I could see very clearly that I could do this. Mm-hmm. But really what it was coming down to believing in myself. Mm-hmm. So there was a point, there was a moment. It was a very definitive moment where I had to I could see the numbers. I could see it very clearly, but I had to believe in myself. I had to go in and say, you know what? I can do this. I can leave this. Cause I was leaving a 20-year career. We all know that ageism exists.
Yes.
So I'm leaving a 20-year career in my mid 40s.
If with
I'm
a brand new baby.
Go, it's going to be about 5 years. That's going to put me into my 50s. I had colleagues that were getting, you know, let go, and there was ageism all wrapped in that. And I thought, I got to make sure, and obviously going with a message of financial independence, you know, leaving corporate America, how do you come back from that if it fails, right? Mm-hmm. No one's going to want to hire you because that's going to be like, oh, that's the girl that, you know. So I wanted to make sure that I could do this, and it was a moment. It was a moment of believing in myself, and the why definitely helped me, which was, you know, that I didn't want my son growing up with, you know, a mom that was stressed out, haggard, hating, you know, job, boss, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Beautiful. I like that. You know what I mean? And I think not only hating the boss and the whole aspect, but when everybody talks about my journey in the last 25, 26 years, but I always tell people it wasn't a motivation I wasn't motivated to be successful. I was never motivated to be rich. Those weren't my whys. I had my daughter and my son. They're now 23 and 26. And I just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I didn't want to miss those moments when they took their first steps or said their first words. I wanted to be there. In my logical mind, I figured, well, if I can pay someone to watch my child, why can't I just be a stay-at-home mom? And I knew then, back in 1994, when I built my first website, that the internet was the only way to be able to be a stay-at-home mom and still collect the income. So I definitely understand, what as moms, what we go through. Now, I want to go over to Jody C. real quick, because everybody's talking about mindset and having the courage. And you went like, I'm going to make this happen. I am not taking no for an answer. I don't care what anyone says, you know, and I don't know, you know, the legalities of going into the case. So I don't want you to go too far. Right. But was it like something extreme that happened to where you were like, oh, hell no? Or sometimes it's just the principle of, you know, they broke my water faucet and I'm not letting them get away with it.
No, it was extreme. And it was like, hell no, this is going to stop and make it right. Actually, there's a video on my website where I was being interviewed for a talk show many moons ago, and they had me crying. But the bottom line is that, you know, I look back and it was the adversity of what was going on. My mom, you know, the backstory is I was adding an addition to bring my mom home because mm-hmm. she had a limited time left on this planet. Oh. And she had been back and forth in the ER for a year, and I was traveling for a different job. I ended up quitting that, and then we were going to add this addition. Okay, so here we go. The house is leaking from windows, from walls, from every crevice that you could possibly think. We were complete three-story house that we ended up with. Everything down to the first floor, all mold. I got very sick, and I had to leave. We were living on the very bottom floor where everything else was going on, but it was horrible. And then the guy abandoned the project, and of course he called me crazy. So it was a very lengthy thing, but the bottom line, which I really regret, is that, you know, my mom died about three and a half weeks before trial. And so she never got to come home. I brought her quickly, because of the unsafe environment, into hospice. So she was with us for 5 days. I was with her when she passed. And, you know, that's the only saving grace I have. But, you know, it was another couple of years after that before we were able to actually have a home. So that drove me like you would not believe, because when you're having somebody who doesn't show up for a job for 1 or 2 weeks, and your house is leaking and they don't respond as a contractor, I was like, this is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he got away with it and could mm-hmm. continue to contract while still harming other people. He was getting jobs, and this is the kind of guy that would, he front loaded his contract, takes 30 grand from me when he's only supposed to take $1,000 in the state of California. He went off, God knows where. We didn't see him for 3 weeks. He already violated one of the laws. He comes back with a $50,000 truck into my driveway. And I was like, okay, this is we got to get to the bottom of this. So that was just the beginning, and it just went south from there. So, you know, it's, and I'm not the only person this has happened to.
I can imagine. Did you ever have any moments where you had that imposter syndrome? Like, who am I to be the Aaron Brockovich of this situation and to go after the establishment?
Yes. In the beginning, no, I was so confident that I was going to win this and that I was right. And that was true. I mean, I actually hung on to my faith, and I knew that. I could tell you, screaming pre-trial when the judge said to him, you know, you've got to pay. They were screaming. We could hear them, but he did pay and fired his attorney. But, you know, the imposter system syndrome actually came when I started really working with consumers and started, you know, then putting my course together. It would very often spring up like, who am I? I'm not an architect. I'm not a contractor. My husband's got a construction background, but he doesn't know what I know that gets people into trouble. So it was like, but I have had so many people, fortunately, which is so important to work with different coaches, who just break down everything I've done. And I look at like, yeah, you know what? I did go through all that. I did work with these people. And that would always bring me back to, you know, you're worthy. Okay. We all have that thing about we're worthy. We have information, we have knowledge, we have expertise that can help other people. And to cling to that and to know that and to believe that and really kind of pull that, you know, for me, it's about harnessing the power that's really within us to be able to accomplish things. And so certainly as a woman of faith, I mean, I hang on to that. And that's the mindset that I'm like, okay, you know, I have it, we have it in us to do, accomplish the vision that we see, each and every one of us. And that goes to our mindset, right? So I squash the imposter syndrome, get back into that. And, you know, and with my biblical stuff, and it's like, I can just move forward. So you focus not on all this other, it's like, here's my vision. Here's what I know. Here's what I need to do. It's my purpose, period.
Yes. So I like that. I like that, April, for people who want to get in the mindset to be able to lose weight, or maybe they need a coach or to work with someone. What are some of the strategies or recommendations that you have for them?
Yeah. So, I mean, what Jody said was so good, because I was thinking about a lot of those things too. I mean, that's one of the pieces in the upcoming book is like, you're worthy, right? So that's getting that. I actually just did a webinar last night for the Susan G. Comer Cancer Foundation. And that was one of the things, like, to understand your worth, your health is your wealth. And if I can get you to understand that, I mean, we invest in so many things, our professional development. I try to help people to see that this is part of that. I mean, your livelihood, your health, again, is your wealth. So if you will invest in things to help improve you, sometimes you need to invest in a coach. But if you start with seeing and understanding that you're worth, I mean, you're not, it hurts me and it pains me when people say, like, you know, I don't have the money to, you know, eat healthy, or I don't have the money for a gym membership. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, I can do a diet audit with you. I can do a time audit with you. I can do a budget audit with you. We've all heard that where you spend your time and your money, that's where, you know, your focus is. Those are the things that are important to you. So we really have to get back to that whole thing of understanding that you're worthy, that you matter, and to see, like, you know, what you're willing to commit to. My new, I don't know if I'll say mantra, but my new statement, I'm like all into quotes and I like take people's quotes. That's why I love the celebrity quote, but it's like commitment over convenience.
Yeah.
What are you committed to? Are you committed to convenience, or are you committed to you? So there's a lot of things that we can kind of do in order to, like, start the process and talk about strategies and things. But the first thing I really need you to get and to understand is that you are worth it. I mean, I had one client that she's like, you know, I have all of these areas, right? She's a business owner and she's crushing it there. And she has like an amazing family and like all of these different things. But it's that one piece of this health, and like, she's been trying to lose weight for a long time. And I'm like, you know what? If you have five numbers of a six combination lock, if you don't have that six number, you're not getting in the safe. So if we don't take care of this, you're not getting the goods. You're not getting those gifts, those things, whatever is valuable in there, you're not getting it. So we have to take care of this piece right here. And if you're not around, then you're not going to be able to do these other things. So let's really, really take care of this. But I need you to see that you're worth it, that you're valuable. So I do. I offer premium coaching to women that know and that they're ready to say, you know what? I am worth it. I've put this off for too long. I have hid behind the veil for too long in the shadows. I haven't taken care. Owning that responsibility and say, you know what? Let's go. And I'm like, let's go. I'm with you.
I like that. I like that. I was getting fired up again. I'm like, that's that feeling. The spirit just moves. I love it. I love it. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love, love, love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Viviana.
Yes. Well, for you out there that are struggling, that are creating, that are a little bit frustrated and not sure how to move forward with your creative career, know that you're not alone. There's a lot of us here. I was an independent artist just like you. If you need coaching, I'm here. And if you need help with our services, that's what we do. But above everything, what I want you to take away is that you deserve to make a living doing what you love. So everything else, forget everything, forget the concept of success that you heard before. You deserve to make a living doing what you love. And guess what? When you make a living doing what you love, that's when you're successful. That's when you're not afraid. You're not afraid of working 20 hours, 30 hours, 40, 50 hours, because you're enjoying it and it's not work for you. So just make sure that if you're in that verge of, I have my job, but I don't know how to jump to the full-time artist or independent artist, performing artist, designer career, do it one step at a time. Set your long-term goal, set short-term goals, and then break it into daily goals of what can you do every day to move forward to that goal, and do it. Make it happen for you. You deserve it. You're the star.
Do it. We talked about being a celebrity and a star. Gary, what do you have for us?
You know, I have found that success in any business is 80% psychological and emotional. Basically, everything we've all been really talking about today, 20% tactical. The challenge is society has taught that it's 80% tactical, and everybody is looking for that magic bullet, that magic bean. And where that lies is within you. It's a process. That's why I created the three-day boot camp two times a year. And day one is what I call foundation day. It's all about the psychological and emotional foundation that we use. And one of the things that I like to give as a little tip to everyone is when we create stories, because we all do, and some stories really support us and some stories really take us back. And when we create a story to justify what it is we want to do, that's called rationalization. And I'm kind of a wordsmith. If you take that word and divide it out, it's rational lies. Whenever you rationalize, you're creating a lie to substantiate, to justify what you want to do. That ice cream cone, that flurry, whatever it is that's out there. You know, doing the things that are uncomfortable and postponing them. And, you know, I just love working with people and uncovering those blocks. One of the things that I have done forever is just open myself up as a resource. And for connections, and if you're worrying about a situation, you don't know where to go to, it's like Viviana, you know, we are here for you. We are here to allow, not necessarily if you, you know, don't fit for one of us, it's, you know, we can be that resource for you. And to do the last thing that I teach is launch and adjust. Uh-huh. You're never going to get to where you're going to go until you launch. You're not going to know what works and doesn't work until you launch. And it's in the adjustment where the fun is. It's where the thrill is. And that's where success is for anything that you want to do.
I think that is so wonderful. Thank you for that, Gary. April, what do you have for us?
So I'm just going to piggyback on all of that. It's amazing. And again, like I'm here. We know that coaches help us see our blind spots. We know that coaches help us to collapse time. And that's what I am here to, help like Kingdom Women do that. I run these little mini challenges. And at the end, I, you know, offer a program launch. And right now I'm offering a 4-week intensive for, you know, women that really want to get their goals. And so I would just say, again, trust the process. I mean, like Gary said, you know, just you got to do it. If you don't start, you won't ever finish, right? You won't ever get to your goal. So it's like staying on the sideline. It's not an option anymore. Really owning your health and your wellness and really taking it by force in order to get there. And I'm here to help you to do that. I'm here to be your cheerleader along the way, to be your coach when I need to be your coach, and to push you where I need to push you. And so I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much, Aretha.
You are so welcome. So welcome. And is that for Jody V?
Yeah, thanks. That's been all very, very powerful information. For what I'd like to offer is, you know, definitely take some time, sit down with a sheet of paper and write down your financial reality. Map that out. What, you know, what are your debts? What are your assets? Figure out your net worth. A lot of times we go through life not having any idea where we're at. Most people, most of the time, do not know where they are at financially. We're just treading water there. And because, you know, when we want to retire, we want to make sure that that's in place and that's organized so that we know that we're going to have enough that is going to be available to us when that happens. If you want financial independence, where you want to go employee to entrepreneur, this is an exercise that you need to do. Figure out your need, like your cost of living. So your needs, so your reality, your needs, and then what are your desires? You know, your financial goals. Figure out how much do you need or need and want to earn on a monthly basis in order for you to feel comfortable to leave that employment, right? To create that space for yourself so that you can go and make that movement. And then, you know, figure out what you need in order to build that business. We're living in an age of information that is at our fingertips. We can jump into the web. We can find anything that we need. We can market in these spaces. We can learn from this. And there are a zillion ways to create multiple streams of income to meet those goals. And it's a means to an end. And as you go through the journey, when you know what your passion project is and that's helping other people, that's going to be a force that you will it'll be that spark, right? And it'll move you. And as you move through it, just know you're going to grow, you're going to learn, you're going to gain all these experiences. Like what Jody C was saying, you know, it's like we go through these experiences for a reason. And often the people that do have the numbers and the letters and all that stuff behind their name, you know, they haven't gone through like big 3-year court cases. Like right. The amount of experience that comes from that situation is nothing that any of those people can really even compete with. So just yes. Know that we go through these things, there's value, and we can turn it around, and we can help others with that.
I think that's beautiful. Definitely have to help others from our story. That's what I'm here to do. Jody C, go ahead and take us out.
Okay, so for those homeowners who are planning on renovating and hiring a contractor, the takeaway that I want y'all to get is people don't know what they don't know, and that's what gets them into trouble. So I want to invite you to go to my website, contractorsfromhell.com, and download the 7 mistakes homeowners make when remodeling and how to avoid them. So that's free. You can do that. And then also go on to check out my home remodeling bootcamp for women, where you can learn how you can avoid these kinds of disasters and experience a drama-free remodel, because you're going to be confidently navigating the whole contracting process. That's what I do, and I want to help you too. So
I love it. It was like a little commercial. I think it was scripted out. It was so perfect. I'm like, that was great. I like it. I want to thank you all for being here today, for being a guest on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. Just because you didn't catch the show live does not mean you are not as important. We still want your support. Please go ahead and share the show. And please don't just watch the show. Don't just share the show. We appreciate that. But we also want you to support our guests. Go to the Facebook post. Take a look at their bios, their information, and please visit their websites. Follow them on social media. Send them a message. And when you send that message, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. And if you are interested in more ways that I can help your business, or finding out more about my 2-day Power by Purpose Empowerment teleconference, which is October 9th and October 10th, or maybe you just want to be a guest, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning on our TGIF episode of the Roundtable Talk Show, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.